The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Kisavoy. This week's parasha, at the beginning, discusses the parasha of Bikurim, and I would like to make that the subject of today's shiur. This is a halacha series, and although the mitzvah of Bikurim, unfortunately we don't have nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Me'erev Yameinu we should be zoich again to Beis HaMikdash and be able to bring Bikurim, but the way things are, we don't have Bikurim, and so for the most part we can't call it practical halacha. However, there's numerous things that we could take out from the parasha of Bikurim, and that's what I would like to talk about. So first of all, let's begin with a Mishnah in Masechta Bikurim. The Mishnah says in Masechta Bikurim that when the people would bring the Bikurim, so the Mishnah describes how they would gather together and the whole group of people would go up to Yerushalayim and they would beautify their Bikurim, they would put it in baskets, etc., etc. And the Mishnah says, this is in Masechta Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, V'chol Bali Umniyas Shev Yerushalayim Oimdim Lifnei V'Sheyalim B'Shloimam. All the workers in Yerushalayim would get up and greet them, greet the people who are bringing Bikurim. And they would say, Acheinu Anshei HaMakom Ploini Basam L'Shalom, our brothers, people from such and such place, you are greeted l'shalim, welcome to Yerushalayim, and shalom aleichem to you because you are doing a mitzvah. So in essence, they were given tremendous kavod, the people that brought Bikurim. The Mishnah says that even the workers in the middle of their work would stop and give honor to the people that bring Bikurim. So the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph and the Chulin Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. And the Gemara says that really the workers are not allowed to interrupt the work to stand up for Talmid HaChachamim because they're in the middle of their work. They can't disrupt, they can't interrupt from their work to go and greet the Talmud Chacham. However, for the people that brought Bikurim, they could. So says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan points this out. Mipnei hem oimdim, mipnei tamid chachamim ein oimdim. We could stand up for the bringers, for the people that bring Bikurim, but not for tamid chachamim. And on that, Amr Rabbi Yosi ben Abin, Rabbi Yosi ben Abin said, Boi re'ei kama chavivo mitzvah b'shaita. Look how special it is, somebody that does a mitzvah in the right time, even something that we don't do for Talmid HaChachamim, we do for the people that bring Bikurim. So you see how dear it is, somebody that does a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the Dilma Shani Hasim Tim Kenatam Achilan Asalavai. Says the Gemara, maybe it's not because it's the specialty of the mitzvah. Maybe it's because if we're not going to give them kavod, we're worried that they're not going to come and do it a second time. We have to ensure that they'll be happy with what they're doing, satisfied, and we want to make sure they'll come back. So therefore we stand up for them. But not because, in essence, it's that we want to be mechabed. It's not that it's so deserving, the mere fact that somebody does a mitzvah. It's the idea that we have to ensure that they're going to come back a second time. So we have a Gemara that describes the Mishnah, explains the Mishnah, why it is that we stand up for the people that bring Bikurim. Now the Mefarshim come and explain, at least according to the Havamin of the Gemara, at least according to the beginning of the Gemara, The reason we stand up for the people that bring Bikurim is because it's a mitzvah b'shaita. It's a mitzvah in that time. Now, what does that mean? It's a mitzvah in that time. So we find in the Mefarshim three different pshatim, and it has l'chayra great ramifications what the pshat is. There's a nafkemina. There's even a halachic nafkemina that we could draw out from this gemara, depending on how we explain the gemara. So let's take a look. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos says the idea of why we're giving kavod for the mitzvah b'shaita is because the people that are bringing bikurim are a whole group of people. In other words, the Rambam is mashma. It's not even according to at least the beginning of the Gemara that says the reason we stand up for them is because of the mitzvah. Look, you can ask Akasha, so then maybe we should stand up for everybody that does a mitzvah. And if we stand up for everybody that does a mitzvah, so why don't we stand up for Talmid HaChachamim? And some Achrayim even ask a question in Mahalach that L'chayr Talmid HaChachamim are thinking and learning every minute. So they're doing a mitzvah right now. So why don't we stand up? What differentiation is there between the Talmud Chacham that the workers can't stand up for and the people that bring Bikurim that they could? And that the Rambam answers. Teretz is, says the Rambam, because there's a whole group of people bringing Bikurim. There's a Maila, there's a specialty for a whole group of people together that bring the mitzvah, do the mitzvah of Bikurim. So that's one pshat how to learn the Gemara. Another pshat, the Pnei Yeshua learns, the Olam, it's not because necessarily it's a whole group of people. And it's not necessary, it's not the reason why, what's the reason we stand up? Because we have to stand up for anybody that does a mitzvah. It's nothing special, nothing more particular about this mitzvah than other mitzvahs. However, we'll see very soon. However, the Pnei Yeshua himself has a kasha that l'chayra. If so, so why don't we stand up for Talmid HaChachamim? So he says because the Talmid HaChachamim is not necessarily doing mitzvah right now. He's not oisik in a mitzvah right now. The people that are bringing bikurim are doing a mitzvah right now. Masha Enkein. So Talmid HaChachamim, they're not necessarily doing a mitzvah right now. So that's the second pshat. The first pshat is the Rambam, that it's a whole group of people. According to the Pnei Yeshua, the pshat is because they're doing a mitzvah, lav dafka, a group, and any mitzvah, really, it's applicable to any mitzvah. The Noid of Yehuda has a tshuva, and in his tshuva he's talking about, he says, the pshat is, there's something that's special when it's a mitzvah b'shaita. When the Gemara says it's mitzvah b'shaita, the Gemara means to say, not any mitzvah, not any and every mitzvah. You know, Chanami, it doesn't, not like the Rambam, that it has to be, it's a group of people doing a mitzvah. Even if it's an individual that's doing a mitzvah. However, says the Noid B'Yehuda, this much it has to be. It has to be a mitzvah that's not coming up all the time. It has to be a mitzvah that's a special mitzvah, that it's extra dear to us, it's extra chaviv to us, because it's something that's not happening every day. So bikurim is like once a year a farmer would bring bikurim, the whole community would bring bikurim. It was something that was a special thing, so that's a kind of mitzvah that we stand up for. So therefore the Noid Yehuda says, La'olam Talmid HaChachamim are thinking and learning every moment. Not the pshat that Talmid HaChachamim are not doing a mitzvah now, but even if they are doing a mitzvah now, there's a special chavivos for people that are doing a mitzvah b'shaita, a mitzvah that's not so often and not so common. And therefore, says the Noid of Yehuda, it's applicable to any mitzvah, l'chayr, but that if it's a mitzvah that's not coming up all the time. So this is all according to what the Gemara originally said, that we stand up for the people that bring bikurim because it's a mitzvah b'shaita. However, the Gemara comes to a conclusion that maybe that's not the pshat. The Gemara in the end says, really it could be the pshat, is we have to stand up for them, not because of the mitzvah shavoy, rather because we have to make sure we have to ensure that they'll come back, we have to make sure we give them cover that they're happy and satisfied and they'll come back again. Now, there could be a big nafkemina from these pshatim. What happens if we have another mitzvah? Let's say, for example, you have what's a very common case, is we go to a chasana, and the chasin walks down to the chuppah, and everyone's standing, and as the chasin walks by, so people stand up for him. Or the kala walks down to the chuppah, and everyone stands up for the kala. So, what's the pshat? Everyone stands up for the chasin and the kala. And is there a reason? Is there taka a reason to stand up for the chasin and kala? So could I say, that just like we stand up for the people that bring bikurim, because they're oisik in a mitzvah, so therefore we stand up for the chasin and kala? Or maybe not. Maybe I can't compare it, I can't learn it from the people that bring bikurim. So let's go back to the Gemara. If you say that the real reason is only because we have to ensure that they're going to come back again, not because of mitzvah b'shaita, so then for sure you can't learn other cases from Bikurim. And if you learn like the Rambam, even if you'll say that really mitzvah b'shaita is enough of a reason, like the Gemara said in the beginning, but if you learn like the Rambam, it has to be a group of people doing a mitzvah, so again, it's only a chasin and a kala doing a mitzvah. You don't have a whole group of people. If you learn like the Pnei Yeshua, then in a Hanami, for sure you could shtalitzu. And if you learn like the Noi Yehuda, also you could shtalitzu. If you learn like the Noi Yehuda, that says that it's a mitzvah that's special, that's not coming up so often, so then again you could shtalitzu. However, like we said before, the Chayra, the most pashat of pshat, is that it seems from the Gemara that the Gemara seems to fall off of the pshat of mitzvah b'shaita. It seems that the main pshat in the Gemara, according to the Maskana, is it's only because we have to ensure that they're going to come back. Comes the Rav in the Mishnayos, and says the Rav like this, Mikol makoyim hayu chayovim la'amoyin mipnei mivyei bikurim. Still, nevertheless, we have to stand up for the people that bring bikurim. Dechavivo mitzvah b'shaita. He says, like what the Gemara said at the beginning, it's because we stand up for the people that bring bikurim because it's special, the mitzvah in the right time. Mitamze oim de mipnei noise amito shameis bo mipnei noise atinik libris mila. Says the Rav, that's why people taka firzach. That's why, if there's a levaya and there's people that are carrying a mace, or there's a bris mila and there's a kfater bringing in the tinoik for the bris mila, people stand up. Because it's the same thing, it's a mitzvah b'shaita. So first of all, he seems to be learning, like the Noid of Yehuda, that the reason is, it doesn't have to be a group of people. Because by the kfater, by a bris mila, it's not a group of people. And he learns that the maskana is, like, even Aliba the MS, it's al chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And it seems like he learns, like the Noid of Yehuda, that it's a mitzvah that comes not so often, and that's why he shtells it to people that carry a mace, or people that bring in a tinoik. So it would seem, according to the Rav, it would be a good tzushtel to learn the chasin and kala. Learn standing up from the halacha of standing up, learn this idea of standing up from a chasin and kala, from the halacha of that the workers would stand up for the people that brought bikurim. However, like we said before, it's not so simple. Not everybody's going to learn like that. It's not very simple. Well, Galgapon, we have the words of the Rav. Now, the Toisus Anshei Shem, actually, on the Mishnayos, there's a Toisus Anshei Shem that comes along, and he says, I don't understand the Rav. Let's say I'll agree to the Rav, says the Toisus Anshei Shem, that even according to the Maskana, let's say, for argument's sake, even according to the Maskon itself, mitzvah b'shaita. And I'll agree to the Rav that it's a mitzvah that's special. Lav dafke, it's a Rav in doing a mitzvah. But, says the Tosfos Anshei Shem, you can't compare it to a kfat of bringing in a baby for a bris milah. Says the Tosfos Anshei Shem, by the people who are bringing bikurim, that's mamish a mitzvah. The walking of bringing the bikurim, since the pasuk says v'holachta el hamakom, since the pasuk says go to the Beis Hamikdash, bring the bikurim, all the walking, all of the going of bringing bikurim, all of that is a mitzvah. That is a mitzvah itself. It's not just preparation for a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah itself. So that's why there's a din that the workers should stand up for the people that bring bikurim, because they're actually doing a mitzvah, not just preparing for a mitzvah. And same thing if there's a levaya. So again, the people carrying the mace, they're doing an actual mitzvah, not just preparation for a mitzvah. But somebody that's a kfater and just bringing in a baby, just preparing for a mitzvah, bringing in the tinoik, who said there's a mitzvah, there's a real mitzvah involved? And if it's only preparation, so who said there's a mitzvah to stand up, or a din to stand up for somebody preparing to do a mitzvah? The Efshir the Mikomakim Sachar Psius Yesh says the Tosfos Anshei Shem, maybe even though it's not really a mitzvah, maybe there's Sachar Psius, maybe something, maybe there's some enough of a mitzvah, maybe we could say that there's Sachar Psius Yesh. And then he says, Mikomakim Loi Matzosi Kein La Poiskim Zah, I didn't find that the Poiskim say that you have to stand up for the Kfater. The Rav says to stand up for the Kfater based on this Mishnah. I didn't see the Poskim say such a thing. So the Tosfos Anshei Shem asks the Chayyur a very strong question on the Rav. Now this question would be equally applicable to Chosan and Kala. Chosan and Kala, it's not a mitzvah of walking down to the Chuppah. They're getting ready for a mitzvah. The mitzvah will be the Kiddushin itself. But the walking down, the preparation, the getting there, the Chayra, that's not a mitzvah. Maybe there's chapsius, like by the Kfater. Talkoponim, the only way, what we're left with is, that the only way we could explain, to learn from the standing up for the people that bring Bikurim to standing up for a Chosan and Kala, is only if we're going to learn like the Rav. The Rav learns that even according to the Maskon of the Gemara, we stand up because of a mitzvah b'shaita. And the pshat mitzvah b'shaita is not necessarily because it's a tzibur doing a mitzvah. And you have to go one more step, like the Tosfos Anshei Shem points out. You have to learn that even the people preparing for the mitzvah, even that you stand up for them. You have to learn, like what the Rav says, to stand up for the kfater. Only then would you be able to go ahead and learn out the Chosan and Kala from standing up for a Chosan and Kala from the people that bring Bikurim, only if you learn like the Rav. So there are those, I once heard from a very Choshev Talmud Chacham, that's why that people stand up for Chosan and Kala. It's learned out from Bikurim. Later I saw brought down the Shulchan Halevi, and Bisrael Belki Zatzal also said the pshat why people stand up. He says he heard Shamati Oimim, I heard the reason why people stand up for a Chosan and Kala is like this halach of standing up for the people that bring Bikurim. Says the Shochan Lalevi, says Yibisrael Belsky, the Maisa, he heard that Aliba de Hilchasa, he heard that the Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal held to take a stand up for a Chosan and Kala. On the other hand, he says, he heard that Moshe Feinstein held the not to stand up. And I saw in another sefer brought down that they say Moshe Feinstein was not very happy with this minig of standing up. He held, he came It did not originate by Aram and Hagim. It did not really come from Aram and Saira, from the Froma. It really did not come. And he was not really happy. Moshe Feinstein was misnaged ma'od to this minig of standing up for a chasen and kala. However, says the Sefer Shulchan Alevi, l'maisa. What should a person do l'maisa? Should they stand up for a chasen and kala? Should they not stand up for a chasen and kala? Zog the Shulchan Alevi, l'maisa, if a person is by a chope and everyone is standing up, it's an improper thing to go ahead and continue to sit. When the whole tzibur stands up, a yachid, an individual, should not differentiate, should not make himself different. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sefer Ayira, Al teshev beina oimdim v'al tamoid beina yoshvim. Don't be a one who's sitting among people who are standing, and don't be one who's standing among people who are sitting. Don't make yourself different. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, l'maisa, that's going to be the main thing that the person should have to follow, is that l'maisa, if the tzibur is standing up, then a person should follow along and also stand up. So as we explained, it's not very simple that it's a correct minhag to stand up for a chasen and kala. It's not very simple that we could learn it from the halacha of bringing bikurim. Nevertheless, a person should not make themselves different. And if everyone else is standing, then they should as well stand up for the chasen and kala. So that's one thing to mention. Another thing to mention is that we talk about in davening on Yom Tov, v'na'ale v'ne'yuah v'nishtachet. We daven to Hashem in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Tov that we should one day again be zoicha to go up to do aliyah liregel, be Mekai Miria, Riyas Panim Ba'azara, and we should do Ishtachavo, we should go ahead and be able to bow down when we go up to the Oyla Liregel. And the question that Mefarshim deal with is, what's the Mekar? What's the source for this Chiyuv to bow down when we go up to the Oyla Liregel? It doesn't seem to be a Gemara anywhere that tells us that we have to bow down when we're oyle liregel. And therefore, what's the source? We say this in the davening, and what's the beer? What's the explanation of this? So I found in two achroinim, two different places that they learn it from the psukim in our parsha by Bikurim. They learn it with a different way, but they both learn it from Bikurim. The first one is the Briskirov. The Briskirov, it's printed in the stencils in Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. He says the halacha of bowing down when we go up to the Oyle Liregel, the pshat is because the Vilna Goyin right here in Parashat Kisava, right here in the Parashat Bikurim, says what's going on in the Parashat Bikurim. Be'etzem, we could ask the same question in the Parasha of Bikurim. The pasuk also says they are mishtachave. What halach is there to be mishtachave? Says the Vilna Goyin. Now there is Elio right here in Parashas Kisavoy that the pshat is there's a halacha that anyone that leaves the Beis Hamikdash they have to do mishtachava. Anyone that goes out of the Beis Hamikdash has to do mishtachava. And the Mela, that's the pshat. Why we say that when we're going to be Oyle Liregel, we're going to be Mishtachave. Since we're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash, if we're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash, inevitably we're also going to go out of the Beis HaMikdash. And anyone that leaves the Beis HaMikdash has to make Ishtachavo. Says the Briskirov, that's the Pshat, in people who are Oyle Liregel make Ishtachavo. It's like what we find over here by the Parash of Bikurim. B'chayra, that's also what we find. There's a pasuk in Shmuel. The pasuk talks over there about Elkanah. Elkanah would go up to Shiloh. The Chayra, he was going up to do this type of thing like Aliyah Liregel. And so it says over there, he was Mishtachave and bring Karbonis in Shiloh. Says the Ralbag, why did he do Ishtachavo? Says the Ralbag, right there on the Pasuk, this is in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, because who anyone that goes into the Beis HaMikdash has to make a Shtachavo. That's one pshat. And the second pshat, I found in this two different Svarim of Hagoyin of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, both of you here in time of the Krah, and the Ashlam of the, in that time of the Krah, not here in Parshas Kisavu, he has explanation and the tefillah of Enal v'Nirav v'Nishtachav, that tefillah of Musaf. And also, he says the very similar thing in Sefer Derech Amunah. In Hilchas Bikurim, the Chaim Kanievsky has a Sefer on the Rambam's Roim, which includes Hilchas Bikurim. And he says at Chaim Kanievsky, why is it that by Bikurim there's a Shtachavo? And why is it that if somebody's Oile the Regal there's a Shtachavo? Says at Chaim Kanievsky, the Pshar is, because Shteit in Toisefta, there's a Toisefta that there's a Toises in Menachas that brings it down. So anybody that brings a korban, they have to do a Shtachavo. So since Bikurim is like a carbon, and so the person who brought Bikurim was bringing a carbon in essence, and anybody that brings a carbon has to do Shtachavo, that's why if somebody brought Bikurim, they made it a Shtachavo. They bowed in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Chaim Kanievsky, that's also pshat in the tefillah that we daven. We daven to be zoicha again, to be oile l'regel, and then we'll do a carbon riyah. We're going to do the mitzvahs riyah and a carbon riyah. And if we bring a carbon, so then we have to do a shtachavah. So that's another thing we can learn from this parasha. Another thing is, we can have an understanding now, the tefillah that we say. The tefillah that we say every single Yom Tov could be explained with the pasuk the same way we explain the psukim here by the mitzvah of Bikurim. I'll just end off similar to the way we began. We began how the psukim talk about the mitzvah of Bikurim, and unfortunately we don't have Bikurim. However, we could feel in a certain sense Bikurim is so special, we could feel missing. In a certain sense, we could realize, we could console ourselves with the following. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Tzofa Moshe b'Ruach HaKodesh, v'ra sh'Beis HaMikdash asa b'charev. Moshe Rabbeinu saw with Ruach HaKodesh that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. V'abikurim asidim lipasak. Says the Medrash, the Moshe Rabbeinu saw that one day there won't be a Beis HaMikdash anymore, and there won't be an ability to bring the Bikurim. So, we'll be missing Bikurim. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Amad v'hiskin l'Yisrael sh'yu mispalalim shleishep amin v'chol yoyim. Came Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was misfaken that we should daven three times a day, v'shechoviv t'fila lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol ma'isim tovim v'mikol hakorbanos. It's more dear to Hashem, the tefillah, more than ma'isim tovim and karbanis. So the Medrash Tanchuma says that even though we don't have Bikurim, we have in some way a replacement of Bikurim. Something in a certain sense, tefillah is even more chavis, even more dear to Hashem than ma'isim tovim and karbanis. And therefore that's the consolation that even though we don't have Bikurim, but we have tefillah, we're able to daven three times a day. And we could explain what's taka pshat. How is it considered that tefillah is a replacement of Bikurim? In what way? In what way is tefillah a replacement of Bikurim? I think we could explain with the Alshech. The Alshech says, the Alshech brings down a Chazal. The Chazal say, Bereishis. The Torah starts off with the word Bereishis, Bereishis Bara Elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Bereishis. Kipshuta, you learn. At the beginning, Hashem created the world. But Bereishis, Chazal make Joshua's Bereishis Bara Elikim, that it's because of Reishis. Hashem created the world because of Reishis. And one of the pshatim of Chazal, Reishis is a reference to Bikurim, which is called Reishis. The pasuk says by it Reishis. And the Chazal are saying that Hashem created the world because of the mitzvah of Bikurim. So that brings us to ask, what's so special with the mitzvah of Bikurim that because of that Hashem created the world? Says the Alshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and He wants one thing from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be Makir Toiva to Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the biggest thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for a purpose, that we should thank Him and be Makir Toiv. That He is the Eibishter, He is the Toivu Meitiv. We should say brachas and we should praise Him. And it's like what the Ramban says. The Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Boy, the Kavon of the Yetzirah, there's no other reason for the Yetzirah. Ein Keil Elyon Chofetz B'Tachtoyin, HaKadosh Baruch wants one thing from now, from the Klal Yisrael, from people. She'yeda Ona V'yeda Leilikov Shebaroi. We should know that the Eibishter is the Eibishter. We should thank Him and we should daven to Him. And he says that's the whole Kavona of that, that we have Tfilah, of that, that we have Shuls, that we have Shigo, and we should be Mefarsim Hashem's name, we should thank Hashem, we should daven to Hashem, so we can understand that that's what the idea of Bikurim is, and then we can understand how Tfilah is a replacement of that. So we once had the special mitzvah of Bikurim, which unfortunately we don't have, but we could realize that in a certain sense we have a replacement, we have something instead. We can be machshavit, it's just like Bikurim is something so special, b'shvila, because of the Bikurim Hashem created, b'reishis, because of Bikurim Hashem created the world, that we could realize that we have today, so we still have something that's very special, and that's tefila. That's me. We can take all these lessons, we can learn from this, and then we have something practical, something that, besides b'limud ha-Torah, we could also take something and use it for our daily life. We should have the binyan beis hamikdash again, and we'll be able to bring the bikurim, the real bikurim, in the regular way. The mayor of Yamenu.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.